Welcome to today's reading of the San Angelo Standard Times, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org. Hello, this is Michael. I'm reading articles from the San Angelo Standard Times for the week of Sunday, March 22nd, 2020, and I'm reading these articles on Thursday, March 26th. The first article from the Standard Times is, here are the most commonly asked questions about the coronavirus and San Angelo, by Elena Edgen. With cases of coronavirus confirmed in San Angelo, many members of the community have questions. Here are some of the frequently asked questions and answers from city officials. How can someone get tested for COVID-19? There are several ways someone can begin the testing process for coronavirus. People can meet in person with their health care provider or use Shannon On Demand, an app by Shannon Medical Center, to see if they require further testing. From there, people could get tested at their hospital or go to one of two drive-through screening and testing locations in San Angelo. The locations are the parking lot of Foster Field Baseball Stadium at South Jackson Street and University Avenue, and a parking lot at the intersection of East Beauregard Avenue and South Oak Streets. Both testing locations are available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. The cost is $25 for the screening and $55 for a COVID-19 test if required. Shannon will bill the patient's medical insurance. For more information on testing or the virus, people can reach out to Shannon Medical Center at 844-674-2666. That's 844-674-2666. Do pets carry the coronavirus? No. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has reported that no animals in the United States have been identified with the virus, and there is no evidence that dogs or other pets can contract or spread COVID-19. Is there a curfew or shelter-in-place orders? The city is not under a shelter-in-place order as of March 25th. People can go about their business, though they are urged to be cautious and practice social distancing of at least 6 feet. If you don't need to be out, stay at home, said Frank Carter, San Angelo Police Chief. There is no curfew for adults, but the city does have a curfew for children younger than 17, which has been in place for years. This curfew is 11 p.m. during the week and midnight during the weekend, according to Carter. Who has to follow the restriction for 10 or fewer people in one place? The restriction for 10 or fewer people in one place applies to public and private gatherings. This includes weddings, funerals, parties, sporting events, conferences, and churches. One thing to remember is this means 10 people in one room. There can be more in a building as long as it is 10 or less to a room. Employees are included in the 10-person limit. This is in effect through midnight April 3rd, but may be continued beyond that date. People or businesses breaking this rule could be given a verbal warning, written citation, or arrested at an officer's discretion, according to Carter. There could be fines, fees, or injunctions. Violations can be reported through the non-emergency line at 325-657-4315. This does not apply to spaces such as airports, transit facilities, government buildings provided essential services, grocery stores and pharmacies, hospitals, medical offices, and businesses that sell items necessary for home and automotive repair, according to the city's website. Can we still shop, and what is open? Yes, though make sure you are following health guidelines and only go out if needed. Grocery stores, building supply stores, auto repair shops, gas stations, drug stores, pharmacies, and hotels are open. Restaurants, bars, and food trucks are open for takeout or curbside pickup. Some restaurants are also selling groceries, though their dining rooms are closed. If you are unsure if your favorite place is open, give them a call. In San Angelo, massage parlors, gyms, hair salons, nail salons, tattoo parlors, and food courts are closed until April 3rd at the earliest. If you have to shop, make sure to wash your hands and practice social distancing by keeping 6 feet apart from people. Avoid sick people. Who should people contact for information? For questions on regulations, people can contact the City Public Information Officer at 325-481-2727. How can an individual get help? From students out of school to adults out of work, many residents are worried about how they will keep up. Students can get meals from San Angelo ISD meal locations and use Wi-Fi from buses scattered through the city. Adults struggling to make ends meet or who have been laid off can contact Concho Valley Workforce at 325-653-2321 or appear in person. People can apply for benefits online or by calling the Texas Workforce Commission at 800-939-6631 from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The city will not shut off water to homes or businesses during this time, according to Mayor Brenda Guntner. It is a difficult time, and we understand that people's personal and business finances are going to be strangled, Guntner said. We are simply going to keep your water on. But let me remind you that ultimately that bill will come due. Pet owners who are out of work can get food for their dogs and cats through Concho Valley Paws by emailing info@cvpaws.org. How can a business get help? Some businesses have been severely impacted by this virus, particularly small businesses. The Chamber of Commerce has created a resource page at sananggelo.org/COVID-19 Business Resource Hub. The Small Business Association will offer disaster assistance loans. For more information on the SBA, call 800-659-2955. And now here is a San Angelo Standard-Times blog that reports on various things related to coronavirus. COVID-19 blog, Howard College closes after employee reports coronavirus exposure. The Howard College San Angelo campus has temporarily closed for disinfecting after an employee self-reported exposure to a confirmed case of the COVID-19 virus. Although the campus has been in altered operations mode since March 17th, the person had been to the campus after exposure. However, they were not in contact with students. The employee is not exhibiting symptoms, is seeking testing, and is self-quarantining at home. I want to reiterate that we have not had someone on our campus test positive for the COVID-19 virus at this time, said Dr. Cheryl T. Sparks, president of Howard College. We have had an employee exposed and therefore are closing the campus for cleaning and sterilization in concert with the federal guidelines for employers that have been given. Additionally, any employees that were within 3 to 6 feet of the exposed employee have been notified and were asked to follow federal guidelines and self-quarantine for 14 days. The campus will be closed at least through March 30th, so staff can wait the recommended 24 hours before entering buildings for cleaning. Proper personal protection equipment will be provided for all cleaning staff. Out of an abundance of caution, They will not enter the buildings to begin disinfecting until Monday. The campus will be available for entry in altered operation status once it is determined safe to do so. We are respecting the privacy of our employee and will not release personal information, said Sparks. But we have strictly followed the guidelines and are continuing to encourage our employees to be mindful of federal, state, and local guidelines regarding COVID-19 measures. Howard College is following the federal guidelines provided for businesses if exposure is reported. The college currently plans to remain in altered operation status through April 3rd unless the situation changes or further directions are given from federal, state, or local authorities. Our focus right now is on the health and safety of our students, employees, and community, stated Sparks. We will continue to be diligent in our efforts to help flatten the curve and contain the spread of the COVID-19 virus while continuing to safely serve our students and communities. For more information about Howard College's response to COVID-19, visit howardcollege.edu/special-notice. For questions about this release, please call Cindy Smith, Director of Information and Marketing, at 432-517-0073. Here's the next article on this blog. San Angelo Area Foundation establishes COVID-19 Community Response Fund. The San Angelo Area Foundation announced Wednesday it has established a COVID-19 Community Response Fund to provide emergency grants to charitable organizations in the Concho Valley that have experienced increased service demands and or have been impacted by the economic consequences as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. Now more than ever, support for our local charities is vital. During this critical time, we are focused on how we can continue to prepare and support charitable organizations across our community as specific needs are identified, stated Matt Lewis, President and CEO of the San Angelo Area Foundation, in a news release. The COVID-19 Community Response Fund is designed to complement other available resources and to expand local capacity to address the needs of vulnerable populations disproportionately stressed. The San Angelo Area Foundation is coordinating its efforts with the United Way of the Concho Valley, so community donors and nonprofits have one portal to donate and request emergency grant funding. In an effort to quickly provide critical resources to our local charities, the foundation's board of directors has authorized up to $200,000 as a challenge grant, matching donations dollar for dollar up to $200,000, states Fred Hernandez, chairman of the San Angelo Area Foundation. Donations to the fund will be used to provide financial support for area charitable organizations that will work with individuals, families, and the community who may be most affected by the pandemic, according to the release. Details on how local charities can apply for assistance can be found on the San Angelo Area Foundation website, www.saafound.org. Prospective grantees are required to complete a short online application demonstrating the need for assistance. If you would like to contribute to the COVID-19 Community Response Fund, donations can be made online at www.saafound.org, or checks can be mailed to the San Angelo Area Foundation office at 221 South Irving Street, San Angelo, Texas, 76903. For more information about the foundation, call 325-947-7071. Some shops skirt closure, San Angelo Police report. San Angelo Police report at least 8 violations of salon tattoo parlor closures. In a tweet sent out at 2:32 p.m. Wednesday, police said hair and nail salons and tattoo parlors were required to close today by 8 a.m. we've already responded to 8 reported violations. We are asking for voluntary compliance to help reduce the risk of exposure to our citizens. The tweet also notes that the city has a second confirmed case of coronavirus. And here is that story. A man in his 20s has tested positive for the coronavirus Wednesday, according to the release. The man came into contact with someone else who tested positive in Texas. He was tested through one of the drive-thru sites at Shannon Medical Center, according to the release. He has gone into voluntary quarantine, according to the police. Goodfellow Air Force Base limits movement for military personnel. Limited movement restrictions have been implemented for military personnel, allowing movement to and from the base and leaving residences for essential needs. These needs are defined as getting medicine, food, household supplies, and repair materials, laundry and dry cleaning services, pet supplies, seeing a doctor or other medical provider, to include transporting a dependent or pet for medical care, automotive supplies and repairs, to obtain gas or electricity to fuel a vehicle, and caring for a relative who lives in a separate household, according to a Goodfellow article. Exercising outside, such as walking, running, hiking, bicycle riding, or taking a pet outside, is also permitted. San Angelo police say no issues with bar and restaurant closing as ordered. The San Angelo Police Department experienced a steady call volume overnight Friday and Saturday. The department did not have any issues with occupancy limits or establishments shutting down when required. Chief Frank Carter expresses his appreciation to all of the businesses for their cooperation during these very difficult times. Daycare and child care centers remain unaffected by Texas governor's orders. The Texas Health and Human Services Commission stated that the governor's order does not apply to child care centers and that they are to follow guidance provided by HHSC. Daycares are not required to close at this time but must follow strict sanitation rules. City of San Angelo postpones events, closes more buildings to the public. Adult and youth sports. All City of San Angelo recreation, youth, and adult sports are postponed for indoors and outdoors until further notice. Nutrition program and senior services. As of March 23rd, the Station 618 and Santa Fe Crossing Senior Centers will be closed until April 3rd. The senior nutrition program will continue meal service to registered nutrition participants 60 years of age and older. Participants will be eligible to receive a takeout meal from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, except for holidays. Nature Center. Effective March 20th at 11:59 p.m., the San Angelo Nature Center will be closed to the public until further notice. Recreation Centers. As of 11:59 p.m. March 20th, the Southside and Carl Ray Johnson Recreation Centers will be closed until further notice. Presumptive coronavirus case reported in Sonora comes back negative. Update. Test results came back negative for the one person tested for COVID-19, as reported by the Devil's River News on March 24th. The Devil's River News is reporting that the hospital and clinic in Sonora have implemented curbside screening for COVID-19 on March 19th due to a potential positive case. Hospital Administrator Andy Kolb said one person from Sonora was being tested this morning and there is a high probability that they will test positive, the newspaper reported. The person lives in Sonora and is an employee of a local truck stop, the newspaper reported, citing hospital administration. Fort Concho cancels speaker series and Frontier Day. Fort Concho National Historic Landmark has announced the cancellation of its spring session of speaker series. Frontier Day has also been canceled, though the fort plans to work with many of the organizations that participate in the program to reschedule the event for a future date, according to a post on its Facebook page. Petco announces changes to hours and services. Petco announced some temporary changes Thursday due to the coronavirus outbreak. The store will have reduced hours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. to allow for increased cleaning and restocking. The grooming salon's hours have been shortened from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Petco is offering new services like pet handoff, drop-off, and text notifications at select locations to help minimize personal contact. Self-serve dog wash and puppy playtime have been postponed until further notice. There are also no new group classes for dog training being booked. There are also special deals and discounts being offered online. For more information, visit petco.com. Angelo Civic Theater postpones show. Angelo Civic Theater is postponing its next show, Noises Off, due to concerns over the coronavirus. It has been tentatively rescheduled for May 8th through the 17th. In the next few business days, box office assistants will reach out to anyone who purchased tickets for the April 17th through 19th or 24th through 26th showings, according to a release from ACT. The ACT box office will be closed March 20th through April 6th. It will reopen April 7th with adjusted hours of noon to 3 p.m. Best Buy adjusts hours and access to stores. Best Buy will have reduced hours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. until at least Sunday, March 22nd. Starting March 23rd and continuing through the next 2 weeks, Best Buy will serve its customers through limited access to the store and curbside pickup. Only 10 customers will be allowed in the store at a time, and they will be escorted by an employee maintaining the recommended social distance of 6 feet to find their specific product, according to a release. Customers can still order at bestbuy.com and have their products shipped to their homes. Tom Green County Indigent Healthcare Building closes to public. Effective March 19th through the 27th, the Tom Green County Indigent Healthcare Building will be closed to the public to provide safety for clients and staff. You can contact them by calling 325-659-6504. Tom Green County Library closes to the public. Curbside delivery of books will be available. Officials with the Tom Green County Library System announced March 18th that all three library branches will be closed to the public until further notice, according to an announcement made on their official website. In compliance with recommendations from the CDC, American Library Association, and Texas Library Association regarding public health and community spaces, the library is temporarily suspending hours. The building is open to the public, the message stated. With all three branches being closed beginning Thursday, March 19th, librarians still plan to provide residents with books and other resources as they work out of a curbside delivery service, according to an announcement. Old Town Books San Angelo offers curbside and live-streamed story time. Old Town Books, 506 South Chadburn, has canceled events for March and April, but still has ways to connect. The store is offering a live-streamed story time a couple of times each week for children. Get live-stream information on the store's website, oldtownbookstx.com, or on their Facebook page. For residents remaining in homes and needing reading material, Old Town Books is offering email and call-in book service. Email and call in a book order, and the store will deliver them curbside or to customers' homes. We are very happy to shop for you here in the store. Just give us a call, tell us the type of book you are interested in, and we will teleshop with you. Then we will be happy to deliver your book to you, the store said in an email to customers. We are obviously trying to do everything we can to keep the bookstore alive and our customers happy through these difficult days. Anyone with other ideas of ways the store can accommodate customers, they encourage readers to contact them at 325-703-5151. Keeping food on San Angelo's tables, behind the scenes with local grocery store workers, by Colin Murphy. By now, consumers trying to shop during the coronavirus pandemic are used to seeing long lines and empty shelves at grocery stores and retail outlets. Even megastores like Walmart are struggling to keep products stocked. In response to the increased demand, before the doors open to scores of customers every morning, dozens of workers at local stores are spending long hours fighting to keep people fed and supplied with essential goods. In the past few weeks, the employees of HEB at two stores in San Angelo have been on the front lines in the battle to keep products consumers need on the shelves. HEB top store leader Nick George, from the location on the west side of San Angelo at 5502 Sherwood Way, said the store's employees have demonstrated a level of teamwork and a commitment to providing for the community that has surpassed his expectations during an unprecedented run on the stores amidst a national health crisis. There are no walls in this store, meaning it doesn't matter what your title is or what department you work in, you are going to get the job done, George said. That is the most important thing, seeing everyone step up with a sense of extreme loyalty and dedication to each other and to our customers blows me away. We have great people, and they sacrifice certain things to make sure they can get the job done. Since the urgency among many consumers to purchase in bulk began nearly 2 weeks ago in response to the coronavirus, employees at grocery stores across the country have struggled to keep up with demand. The story is no different in San Angelo, with lines of dozens of people extending around stores starting early in the morning. Stores have reduced hours and restricted amounts of certain items customers can purchase at once. Some have set up special times for elderly people to shop. Even as the country braces for the worst of the epidemic, expected by national health officials to peak in the coming weeks, workers at grocery stores like HEB are starting to get on top of the effort to keep the shelves full. While there might not be every product available customers are used to seeing on a daily basis, there will be food and other necessities to meet the needs of the community, George said. We are working as hard as we can, as fast as we can, George said. We are seeing great people step up. They are working long hours. Over the last 5 days, we are finally starting to turn the corner. Folks are getting food in their pantries. We have prioritized food like produce, meat, and dry groceries. We are increasing our supply chain. We are finding drivers and trailers from all over the state of Texas to get product out of the distribution centers and into the stores. It is no small task on an average day in a situation like this. It is a monumental task. In addition to thinking about the needs in the community, George said he and other leaders at HEB are keeping a close eye on the needs of employees, working hard to keep operations running smoothly. In order to keep employees healthy and able to do this important work in a time of crisis, George said HEB is committed to the well-being of their staff. We make sure they can take care of their families, George said. We have an emergency leave program. We try to support them in any way we can. Watching them work through this in unison to get the work done is pretty inspiring. This is different. This is a new day in our country and a new day in our business. Every day is different, and these folks come in every day with a great attitude. We call it the spirit of HEB. Texas police search for two men impersonating officials giving coronavirus tests, by Elena Edgen. Texas law enforcement is searching for two men dressed up as medical personnel and attempted to enter a home to check for coronavirus, according to Hawley Police Chief Brad Wilson. People in Hawley, a small town about 15 miles north of Abilene, received an unusual call from a 17-year-old boy about 12:48 p.m. Wednesday, March 25th. Two men wearing white scrubs, mask, and gloves reportedly approached a residence and stated that they were there to test the house for the coronavirus. "It was very unusual," Wilson said. "That could be a real good way to get into people's homes. They could case the joint or steal some items while the other person distracts the residents." Both men were white, wore medical masks, and looked to be in their 20s, the teen told police. One man had brown hair and the other had reddish blonde hair. "I got there and the teen told me about the men," Wilson said. "They wanted to come in and test the house. He refused, and they acted like they were going to come in anyway. The two men were unable to enter the home and left in a white Subaru SUV," Wilson said. This was the only report in Hawley as of 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, according to Wilson. The police and several Jones County Sheriff's deputies searched the town but did not find signs of the men. "It would have been real easy to hit the highway and be gone from here," Wilson said. "If anyone encounters the two men, or anyone claiming to test a house for coronavirus by going door to door, contact local law enforcement," Wilson said. Coronavirus in San Angelo. Here are the major retailers changing store hours or closing. HEB San Angelo store hours. All HEB stores open at 8 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. until further notice. Customers will also see reduced services in our delis, bakeries, and floral departments. These temporary changes will allow the store to get customers the products they need. Customers will not be charged for canceled orders due to department closures. HEB is also offering a senior support line, a delivery program to support older customers. HEB in Favor will accept and process orders over the phone at 325-942-9044 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. 7 days a week. Seniors can also place their orders on Favor's website or download the Favor app and search for HEB. Target San Angelo store hours. All Target stores will continue to open at their regularly scheduled times and close no later than 9 p.m. San Angelo stores open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Target is reserving the first hour of shopping each Wednesday for vulnerable guests, including elderly and those with underlying health concerns. Walmart San Angelo store hours. Walmart supercenters and neighborhood markets in San Angelo have adjusted operating hours to 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From March 24th through April 28th, Walmart stores will host an hour-long senior shopping event every Tuesday for customers aged 60 and older. This will start 1 hour before the store opens. Pharmacies and vision centers will also be open during this time. Best Buy store hours. Best Buy will have reduced hours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. starting March 23rd and continuing through the next 2 weeks. Best Buy will serve its customers through limited access to the store and curbside pickup. Products not ordered in advance but in stock in the store will be delivered to the customer's vehicle by a store employee. This service also extends to returns and exchanges. Home Depot store hours. Home Depot adjusted store hours beginning March 19th. Stores close daily at 6 p.m., while operating hours will remain unchanged. 4363 Houston Hart Expressway, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday. Lowe's San Angelo store hours. As of noon March 20th, Lowe's was maintaining regular store hours. 5301 Sherwood Way, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday. Walgreens San Angelo store hours. Walgreens stores nationwide have adjusted hours. Most locations, including 24-hour stores, will be open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. The drive-thru at 24-hour pharmacy locations will remain open for pickup of prescriptions and other select products. 12 North Abe Street Store, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pharmacy, 24 hours. 2828 North Bryant Boulevard Store and Pharmacy, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 3328 Sherwood Way Store and Pharmacy, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. CVS Pharmacy Hours. No change in regular hours announced as of Friday. Sunset Mall Hours of Operation. Sunset Mall modified its hours of operations beginning March 18th. The new hours will be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday. Maurice's announced closures of all stores in U.S. and Canada. Maurice's will close temporarily for up to 2 weeks beginning March 18th in response to coronavirus. During the closure, Maurice's employees will receive compensation for their scheduled hours, the company said in a social media post. The company remains open to fill orders online and is offering free shipping. Maurice's.com. San Angelo expert on mental health offers advice for coping during coronavirus pandemic by Matthew McDaniel. Editor's note, the current state of the coronavirus pandemic around the world is presenting new challenges for people now required to sanitize groceries, socially distance themselves, or share space for an extended period of time. The Standard Times sent some questions to Rivercrest Hospital's Director of Clinical Services, Taylor Harrison, MALPC, whose responses from an email interview appear below. Question: We have been hearing officials plead with the public to wash their hands frequently as the best defense against the novel coronavirus, but some worry that we are about to create a new generation of misophobics. The line between phobia and rational fear is often very thin, but it is clear. This is obviously a crucial time for all of us to be vigilant in preventing the spread of germs. We should have a healthy respect and fear for this virus and the impact it has had on our community. However, extending that to the point of acting beyond what our medical advisors and governing bodies have recommended is, at this time, an unnecessary strain. Follow the guidelines and restrictions closely. Be diligent in hygiene and prevention strategies. But remember to continue living your life as best you can. Question: Can you offer some tips to help folks maintain good mental health and strike a balance between practical disinfecting and obsessive or compulsive behaviors? We should be following the recommendations of governing bodies like the CDC and our local authorities. They have distributed plenty of practical information. Seek the advice of your personal medical professionals regarding any individual concerns, such as questions regarding you or a loved one's pre-existing medical history. Piling additional tasks on can potentially lead to hypervigilance, a concept used in mental health care to describe the overstimulation and focus on a threat or trauma despite that person being safe. This can eventually lead to exhaustion, difficulty socializing, and a host of other stressful symptoms. Harrison noted here that the CDC has published an exhaustive resource regarding the relationship between this specific crisis and mental health at www.cdc.gov/coronavirus/2019-ncov/prepare/managing-stress-anxiety.html. As families find themselves in close quarters for extended periods of time, what are some tips for helping resolve or dissipate negative feelings? We find ourselves with a unique opportunity to emphasize our mental health. Practices such as self-care often get caught up and washed away by daily routines. With our routines disrupted, we can all make efforts to spend more time in developing behaviors and activities that help us manage stress. If we take advantage of this opportunity, we will come out the other side with skills and support systems in place to help us work through future stresses. Coping skills vary from person to person, but there are two broad concepts beneath all of them. The first is to draw our attention away from the stress and into something healthy or peaceful. Spending some time detached from our stress by playing games, going on walks, reading, or whatever you find enjoyable gives your brain a break and a chance to reset its limbic system, which houses our emotional processing. The second concept is to reduce our stressors directly. An example would be cleaning or organizing a room that often frustrates us. Some other ideas would be to create and follow a budget to reduce financial stress, or find a space away from the people we are in close quarters with for a short time. The goal is to reduce stress and increase joy or peace. Question: for people accustomed to traveling away from home on a daily basis, what are some strategies to cope with being cooped up? Routine is key from my perspective. Being used to getting up at a certain time, getting out of the house and to work on time, etc., gives our lives a sort of rhythm. Without these checkpoints, the monotony can really swell. It may take some creativity, but finding a consistent routine will go a long way to distract from the repetition of being in one place for an extended period of time. Question: do you have any advice for first responders, medical personnel, and families of those fighting on the front lines of COVID-19? For those of us interacting with and serving the public during this time, it will be crucial for us to find moments of self-care. Ask for help and support. We are all in this together. It helps me to remember why I started in this field in the first place. It was for opportunities just like this to serve the community and help someone. In closing, Harrison offered the following advice: my overall sense of the situation is that panic will not do any of us any good. In emergency situations, the best outcomes always come from calm and clear decision-making and reaction. Additional resources. According to a news release March 24th, a partnership between West Texas Counseling and Guidance, MHMR Services for the Concho Valley, and the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Council for the Concho Valley is continuing to serve the community during this unique and unprecedented time of COVID-19. This coalition understands the importance of behavioral health services continuing without interruption within the Concho Valley, the release stated. At this time, all three agencies are able to provide face-to-face services as mental and behavioral health are considered essential to care for our community. However, we are also utilizing technology to provide these critical services through telehealth, as well as providing access to suicide prevention services and a 24-hour hotline. Mental health resources are in need now more than ever, as depression, anxiety, and negative coping often increase with isolation, inactivity, and unconnectedness with one another. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or substance misuse issues, please don't hesitate to call the following numbers to gain rapid access to these services. MHMR Services for the Concho Valley Crisis Line. Area 325-653-5933 or 800-375-8965. Alcohol and Drug Abuse Council 24-hour crisis line. 800-880-9641. West Texas Counseling and Guidance, Area 325-486-8255. Due to the COVID-19 restrictions on community gatherings, all San Angelo Alcoholics Anonymous meetings are temporarily suspended, but online meetings are available. For a link, please email aadistrict114tx@gmail.com. Shannon Medical Center halts visitation in certain facilities. Here's What You Should Know by Elena Edgen. Amid concerns of coronavirus in San Angelo, one medical center is restricting visitation policies, according to a video announcement by Shannon Medical Center on Thursday. Shannon announced via Facebook that it would not allow visitors at inpatient facilities beginning Friday. There are a few exceptions. For minor patients, one parent or legal guardian will be allowed to visit. Obstetrics patients will be allowed one support person, according to the video. Patients in life care will be very limited, and visitation must be coordinated through the patient's care manager. San Angelo Mayor writes Governor Abbott and senators to avoid economic ruin, massive homelessness, by John Tufts. City of San Angelo Mayor Brenda Guntner wrote letters to elected state and federal officials Wednesday asking if policies were in place to avoid colossal unemployment and massive homelessness in the event of an extended outbreak of COVID-19. Guntner said the letters, which were sent to Texas Governor Greg Abbott and U.S. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz, were meant to begin a dialogue. "I hope these letters begin a thought-provoking conversation and perhaps a plan," Guntner said in an exclusive interview with the Standard Times. On Wednesday, March 25th, Guntner thanked Abbott, Cornyn, and Cruz for their continued leadership during what she calls our economic and health catastrophes. "In the belief that you may welcome insights from my part of West Texas, I write to share my observations not only as mayor of San Angelo and on behalf of our mutual constituents, but also as the owner of a small business who understands the plight that many business owners are experiencing now and will do so for what regrettably appears to be an extended time," Guntner wrote. San Angelo Mayor cites research on rising unemployment amid COVID-19. In her letter, Guntner cited research from a Tuesday, March 24th article in the New York Times in which the economy is expected to shrink by an annualized rate of 30% in the second quarter of this year, and the unemployment rate might jump to nearly 13%. "Should this data prove accurate, then it will be a devastating blow to the U.S. economy," Guntner wrote. "This economic and health conflagration may prove to be this country's hardest economic downturn in a century." Guntner said she and other officials didn't know how long the shutdown would last, but the longer it did, the more dramatic the impact would be to households across the country. "Most importantly, we're interested in the health and safety of our citizens, whether they're in San Angelo, the state of Texas, or in the nation," Guntner said. In the past week, Guntner has responded to several calls and emails from concerned citizens about the extended shutdown, and said this prompted her to reach out to other leaders on what they could do to help. Mayor poses seven questions to state and federal leaders. In her letter, Guntner posed seven questions to Abbott, Cornyn, and Cruz. They address what can be done to protect employees' salaries, how to support small business owners, of which Guntner admitted to being one, as well as how to pay for unemployed workers' housing costs. "Is there a conceivable government, federal and or state scenario, for example, perhaps public-private sector partnership, that would, one, pay some percentage of small business employees' salaries for a specified time and with no repayment provisions to avoid colossal unemployment? Two, pay some percentage of unemployed workers' housing costs, for example, rent, utilities, etc., for a specified time and with modest repayment provisions once the employment situation has improved in order to avoid massive homelessness. Three, pay for or secure some percentage of construction costs for housing projects that have been initiated in small cities. 4. Fast-track the approval of loan applications to state loans, grants, etc. by business owners. Bureaucratic delays or hurdles can prove deadly to small businesses in the best of times. An application processing time of 3 to 5 weeks is unacceptable during these challenging times. 5. At the federal level, to expedite the processing of seasonal worker visas, for example, H-2A, H-2B, etc. I am aware that many small businesses and agribusinesses are dependent on the availability of these workers. 6. Temporarily provide zero interest rate loans to small businesses for operating loans, the purchases of inventory, purchases of necessary equipment. 7. At the federal level, that Commodity Credit Corporation, CCC, funding can be provided to agricultural producers, ranchers and farmers, to pay for expenses outside the traditional scope of CCC, for example, fencing, temporary worker housing, etc. Guntner said elected leaders, more so now than ever, had a responsibility to help people and to take a long-term approach into what programs would be needed in the foreseeable future. Part of what we choose to do down the road today as leaders is to understand the tremendous pressure on people right now, financially, and find a way right now to help them, Guntner said. Another reason Guntner said she wrote to state and federal leaders was to make sure that smaller, rural communities wouldn't be forgotten as officials figure out how to navigate policies in an age of shutdowns, social distancing, and calls to shelter in place. I want to make sure that San Angelo and the rest of our West Texas communities aren't ignored or downplayed, Guntner said. Being shut down, even for all the right reasons, will have a major impact in our city and other cities around us. We really are the food, fuel, and fiber of this country. I want to make sure we have a voice in this conversation, she said. As of 3 p.m. Thursday, March 26th, it was unknown if Abbott, Cornyn, and Cruz had read or responded to Guntner's letter. Guntner said she would follow up later with phone calls in the hopes elected leaders could sit down and discuss more ways to protect their citizens in the event the coronavirus pandemic continues to disrupt the economy in the coming weeks and months. Pfluger Campaign to Refocus Efforts on COVID-19 Assistance by Matthew McDaniel. Republican congressional nominee August Pfluger, Republican San Angelo, announced he would be turning his campaign efforts toward assisting those in Texas' 11th congressional district who have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. This terrible virus has disrupted every aspect of American life, and the people of this district are already feeling the impact, said Pfluger. Now isn't the time for politics. Now is the time to help our neighbors who are hurting and afraid, those who have lost their jobs, those who are caring for their loved ones, and those who are concerned about our future. As part of the effort, Pfluger has added a new resource page to his campaign website, www.augustpfluger.com/COVID. That includes a comprehensive listing of all federal, state, and local offices working to respond to COVID-19, as well as tools for small businesses and job seekers who have been affected by the virus. Pfluger says his campaign has already helped promote a food drive for families in San Saba County and is working to coordinate the delivery of critical medical supplies to hospitals throughout District 11. The campaign is exploring additional ways to engage in community service and provide direct assistance to those in need. "This virus represents a challenge unlike any in our nation's history," continued Pfluger. "It should be the responsibility of all of us to do what we can to support our doctors, nurses, and frontline healthcare workers as they battle this disease. It will be difficult, but if we stand together, our country will persevere as we always have and emerge stronger than ever." Families find adventure amid coronavirus by going on bear hunt. Here's how to participate, by Rosanna Aguilera. Families cooped up because of coronavirus are finding adventures by taking their kids on a bear hunt. Despite many businesses, schools, and restaurants being closed, families are allowed and encouraged to take walks. During those strolls, add some excitement with a bear hunt. Here's how it works. Residents can place stuffed bears in windows of their homes for children to see them from the outside. The 1989 children's book, We're Going on a Bear Hunt, by Michael Rosen and Helen Oxenberry, is what sparked this creative idea. The idea is for families to read the book and then go for a bear hunt in the neighborhood. Residents and businesses participate by placing a stuffed bear in the window or porch that is visible to the street. Send a picture of your bear and the street where it's located to R. Aguilera, that's R-A-G-U-I-L-E-R-A, at Gannett, GANNETT.com, or via our Facebook Messenger to be featured in a photo gallery that will help children find the bears. Local artist, 85, inspired to paint Jesus watching over San Angelo amid COVID-19, by John Tufts. An 85-year-old local artist felt inspired to create a painting depicting Jesus of Nazareth watching over San Angelo amid the coronavirus outbreak. "Call it a prayer," said artist Barbara Jones. Jones began her latest painting March 17th after state and local health officials urged residents to practice social distancing. "I was thinking about Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and thought it was fitting with what's going on now," Jones said. The painting features Jesus with his back to the viewer as he stands to one side of the Concho River and faces downtown San Angelo. The Cactus Hotel is visible in the background of the painting. "I wanted to show Jesus, our shepherd, is here for us all, for San Angelo," said Jones. "I thought of landmarks, the Concho River, bridges, the Cactus Hotel, and the skyline. Also, the cloud hanging over us. I hoped this would bring people some comfort." Jones has lived in San Angelo the past 15 years and said she began painting at age 23. "I started painting professionally at age 35 while living in the Big Bend area and Alpine, where I opened Kiawa Gallery and Art Studio," Jones said. Landscape paintings by Jones have appeared across the state, including the USS Texas, a nuclear-powered guided missile frigate, according to a news article in the Alpine Texas Avalanche, published March 30, 1978. Of 39 other paintings selected to go in the ship, Jones' piece titled Big Bend Country received an exclusive place aboard the USS Texas. Her painting was chosen by Captain Peter B. Fielder, the ship's then-commanding officer, to hang in his cabin. Jones said she taught classes at Sol Ross University's continuing education program, won several awards for painting, and participated in the cowboy poetry trapping of Texas in Lubbock with an exhibit and demonstration. I sold the gallery and frame shop in 1994 and became a full-time painter and instructor, Jones said. In 2005, Jones moved from Alpine to be closer to family living in San Angelo, according to her daughter-in-law, Cindy Jones. She's a professional artist. Many of her paintings are hanging in Christian Church of San Angelo, 4064 Bryant Boulevard, Cindy said. And what an appropriate time for a painting like this. Jones paints in a studio that friends and family built for her at a private residence in the 2000 block of River Valley Lane. I no longer work in plein air, but have a lot of source material collected over 50 years of painting, Jones said. I got back into oils and I haven't stopped. As of Tuesday, March 24th, Jones said she hasn't decided what to do with her latest painting and where it will hang after she's finished with it, but she said she will decide soon. Thank you for joining us for the reading of the San Angelo Standard-Times. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.